Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Okay. All right. Let's see. We have 2 Samuel 19. Is there anyone here for audio? Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Amen.
You ready for me to start?
Yes, ma'am, while we'll wait for others to join in.
Okay.
Thank you.
As it was told Joab, behold, the king weepeth and mourneth for Absalom. And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people. For the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. And the people get them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, O, my son Absalom! O, Absalom! My son! My son! And Joab came into the house to the king and said, Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which this day have saved thy life, and the lives of thy sons, and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives, and the lives of thy concubines, in that thou lovest thine enemies and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well. Now therefore, arise, go forth, and speak comfortably unto thy servants. For I swear by the Lord, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night. That will be worse unto thee than all the evil that befell thee from thy youth until now. Then the king arose and sat in the gate. And they told unto all the people, saying, Behold, the king doth sit in the gate. And all the people came before the king, for Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all the people were in strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, The king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines. Now he is fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back? And King David said to Zadok, and to Abiathar the priest, saying, Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, Why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house? Ye are my brethren. Ye are my bones and my flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king? And say ye to Amasa, Art thou not of my bones and of my flesh? God do so to me, and more also, if thou be not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab. And he bowed the heart of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word unto the king, Return thou, and all thy servants. So the king returned and came to Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. And Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons, and his 20 servants with him. And they went over Jordan before the king. And there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household, and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king, as he was come over the Jordan, and said unto the king, Let not my lord impute iniquity unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointed? And David said, What have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah, that ye should this day be adversaries unto me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel? Therefore the king said unto Shimei, Thou shalt not die. And the king sware unto him. And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes, from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. And it came to pass, when he was come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said unto him, Wherefore wentest not thou with me, Mephibosheth? And he answered, My lord, O king, my servant deceived me, for thy servant said, I will saddle me an ass, that I may ride thereon, and go to the king, because thy servant is lame. And he hath slandered thy servant unto my lord the king. But my lord the king is as an angel of God. Do therefore what is good in thine eyes. For all of my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king. Yet didst thou set thy servant among them that did eat at thine own table. What right therefore have I yet to cry any more unto the king? And the king said unto him, Why speakest thou any more of thy matters? I have said, Thou and Ziba divide the land. And Mephibosheth said unto the king, Yea, let him take all, forasmuch as my lord the king is come again in peace unto his own house. And Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Rogelim, and went over Jordan with the king, to conduct him over Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very good man. And the king said unto Barzillai, Come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto the king, How long have I to live, that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can my servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? Thy servant will go a little way over Jordan with the king, and why should the king recompense it me with such a reward? Let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back again, that I may die in mine own city, and be buried by the grave of my father and of my mother. But behold, thy servant, Himam, let him go over with my lord the king, and do to him what shall seem good unto thee. And the king answered, Himam shall go over with me, and I will do to him that which shall seem good unto thee. And whatsoever thou shalt require of me, that will I do for thee. And all the people went over Jordan. And when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai, and blessed him. And he returned unto his own place. Then the king went on to Gilgal, and Himham went on with him. And all the people of Judah conducted the king, and also half the people of Israel. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king, and said unto the king, Why have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen thee away, and have brought the king, and his household, and all David's men with him, over Jordan? And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, Because the king is near of kin to us. Wherefore then be ye angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all of the king's cost, or hath he given us any gift? And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah, and said, We have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than ye. Why then did ye despise us, that our advice should not be first had in bringing back our king? And the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel.
Amen.
Listen, Samuel.
Amen. 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 Thank you for the audio reading out of 2 Samuel 19, Atidot. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
I'll do a roll call, and then we'll go ahead and get started. Let me get to my page. Bear with me tonight. Angela told me 5 minutes ago that I'm the host. She was running behind schedule. So just bear with me tonight. Okay, I have Auntie Janet, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Sister Angela. I have a last 4-digit 0411. The last 4 digits. This person has called before, and maybe they just want to be a listener,
Hi.
And that's fine. And I'm Loretta. I'm sorry.
Hi. Hi, my name is Mary.
Mary?
Yes.
Amen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll do one more roll call, and if there's background noise, please mute your phone. I would try and do it on my end, but if you could do it, it helps out a whole lot. I have Sister Angela, Auntie Janet, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Miss Mary, and myself. Did I leave anyone out? Amen, amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. He woke us up this morning. Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Did I do that wrong, Angela? Because now we need to bless the prayer line.
Yes.
I'm totally lost at this point here.
Okay,
we have for the opening prayer, Auntie Carrie, but she's not here.
I'll go ahead and do it, Loretta.
Okay, thank you, sister.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to be united with family and friends, Father God. We know that you have put upon our hearts the thoughts of love of family, Father God, because you are love. We just want to thank you for just being who you are, Father God, in our lives. And we just pray that those that will be traveling this week, that they have safe travels. And Father God, we just want to know that we know that you have your hands upon everything that we do in our lives, and you know ahead of us what's going to happen. So we thank you for being our protector. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you for blessing the prayer line, Sister Angela. We will play the music. If anyone have any problem hearing, a lot of static or whatever, just let us know. We're trying something new tonight because of a last-minute request. I'm working on it.
And for the children around the world without a home, say a prayer tonight. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing, He'll meet you wherever you are. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing, He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus, cry out to Jesus.
Cry out to Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, we'll jump right on into the program. And Miss Mary, I'll just let you know that we go around, and if you have something to share about a verse or whatever, you do so. And then we do a sick and shut in and a birthday, and then we do a second round where you can share what's on your heart, testimony, poem or song, or you could just say pass. And that's just a snippet of how the program really works. So I will start out with Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from St. John, chapter 14. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms or mansions. But not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Then Philip said unto the Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and you have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou that show me the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Again, I say to us all, let not our hearts be troubled. God is with us always. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Auntie Janet, for that reading out of St. John 14. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Uh-oh. I'm
one,
sorry,
one,
I had you on mute, Auntie. I'm sorry. Could you start over for me, please?
Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes into the hills. From hills come my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer their foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve their soul. The Lord shall preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth and for and ever, forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Auntie Dot, unfortunately, I couldn't hear you. What book did you come out of?
Psalm 121. Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. And if I read my Bible more often, I wouldn't have to ask you again, but I'm working on it.
We all give
I would have known where it came from. I'm working on it. Amen, amen. Thank you for
amen.
That reading, Auntie Dot. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Next I have Sister Angela. Do I need to come back to you, sweetie? I'm sorry, Angela. Okay, I will come back to her. How about
no,
Auntie Betty?
Yeah.
Okay, now we can. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There's some background noise. You probably won't hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I think I took care of the background noise.
Okay, all righty. I'm going to be coming out of Philippians 3, 7, and 8. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. Martin Luther King, Jr. Philippians 7, but what things were gained to me? These I have counted loss for Christ. Yet, indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. And the commentary states, if we desire to walk as Christ walked, we have to strive with all our being to meet the requirements of the sacrifices that will arise in our lives. Christ personified the intent of the biblical sacrifices. They were an integral part of his life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that reading, Sister Andrew, out of Philippians 3. I will go next, and my reading is out of 2 Corinthians 9. And the topic is generosity and courage. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God's love, a cheer, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work, as it is written. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endure forever. Now he who supplies seeds to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. If you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Next I have Miss Mary. Is there any good news you would like to share with the group tonight, or you just want to be a listener?
I'm going to read from you 1 John, the second chapter,
okay,
the 14th through the 17th verse. If you have to bear with my blind and one eye, please.
No problem. Go ahead.
I have written to you, Father, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God shall abide in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them, in him. I have read to you the 1 John, the 2nd chapter, the 14th through the 16th verse.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary, for the reading out of John. Next I have Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 21. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I have all that I need. He let me rest in the green meadows. He leads me beside the peaceful streams. He renewed my strength. He guides me along the right path, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the valley, the shadow of the dark valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. You, your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepared a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. My cup overflowed with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms Let's see. Okay, that completes our first round. And now we're on the sick and shut-ins. Is there anyone I need to add or take away from? Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for all of our sick and shut-ins, family, friends, and loved ones. Father, Heavenly Father, we ask that you hear our prayer, and we plead to come to our rescue, to help the ill, the ones that are ill, and to bring them to full strength. Father God, we know that there is nothing too hard or too big for you, and that all things are possible with you. And what we need to do is to stay focused on your words, no matter what. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of birthdays, where we honor birthdays. Angela, have to take it over from here. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the week of the 27th through March 5th.
Let me take myself off. Okay, we have on the 28th.
You fading out, sweetie.
Okay. You know, Regal Lowe or Clarissa. I got both of them. I know both of them are saying not that day. That's what I have. And I have Maluda Nasir on Saturday, March 5th.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And many, many more. Amen.
More.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Dot. Okay. We have reached a part where we share what's on our hearts. More Bible verses, praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And if not, you can just say pass, and I'll just go down the list, and I will start out with Auntie Betty.
I just want to sing the portion of a little song.
Okay.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. I will trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Next I have Sister Shirley, praise report, testimony, song or poem, or
yeah,
Bible verse.
I will be coming from James, the 4th chapter, friendship with the world. Why do you fight and argue with each other? Isn't it because you are full of selfish desires that fight to control your body? You want something you don't have, and you will do anything to get it. You will even kill, but you will still cannot get what you want, and you won't get it by fighting and arguing. You should pray for it. Yet even when you do pray, your prayers are not answered because you prayed just for selfish reasons. Your people aren't faithful to God. Don't you know that if you love the world, you are God's enemy? And if you decide to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy to God. Do you doubt the scriptures that say God truly cares about the spirit he has put in us? In fact, God treats us with even greater kindness, just as the scripture says. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing that reading, Sister Shirley, out of James. Next I have Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share from 31 Days of Praise.
Amen.
It says, near, so very near to you, nearer I could not be. For in the person of your son, I'm just as near as he. Dear, so very dear to you, I could not dearer be. The love wherewith you loved your son, such is the love for me. And Lord, I thank you for loving me as much as you love your son Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In agreement. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of the 31 Days of Praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Next I have Miss Mary. Any praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses you would like to share with the group tonight?
I can't sing, but I would like to say I never could have made it without God in my life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for sharing that quote with us, Miss Mary. And it definitely is uplifting. Amen.
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 Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Prayer support, testimony, song, a poem.
I pass.
Okay. Let's see, where am I? Hold on. She's four. That's five. Let's see, who's next? Sister Angela.
All righty. I'm going to come out of my little prayers and promises for wisdom book. And the subject is about thankfulness. I'm going to come out of several verses. I'm going to start off with Ephesians 1:16. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. Psalm 50:23, giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And the last verse is Psalms 104. Give thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give thanks as you enter the gates of his temple. Give praise as you enter his courtyards. Give thanks to him and praise his name. He's going to say another little statement that they have here. I look around and I see much. I see so much I have to give thanks for, Lord. I look back and in remembrance praise you for each step of faithfulness you have had in my life. You have never left. You've always provided, and you stay true to your promises. Gratitude grows wisdom. It shows me that everything I have is a gift from you, the very oxygen I breathe. If I want to grow in wisdom, I have to grow in thankfulness. So, Father, teach me to hold my tongue of complaints and overflow me with thankfulness instead. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Angela, out of the Prayers and Promises book. You covered several verses out of Ephesians, Psalms, Thessalonians, and Psalms again. Amen. Amen. Powerful words.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I would just like to share just a little bit, speaking on my beloved brother Daniel. And it says, Brother Daniel Lilo, I thought of you today, but that is nothing new. I think of you in silence, and I often speak your name. I do have wonderful memories of you that I will treasure for the rest of my life. Those memories makes my heart smile with joy. May you rest in peace. I love you, Brother Daniel. Amen.
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 Beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Okay,
amen.
Now we have reached a part of the program where we assign parts. I have 2 Samuel 20. Auntie Doc, you going to take on that for us next week?
Yes, I will. Yes, ma'am.
Auntie Doc, thank you. Amen. Do I have any volunteer for the opening prayer? Should I just tag Auntie Carrie on here since she missed hers tonight? Is everyone in agreement with that?
She worked next
weekend. She working next weekend?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she is?
That's what she told me.
Okay, so here we go. Since she shared that with Auntie Dot, Auntie Dot doing the opening prayer. Amen.
Okay.
If we gonna have it next week, Loretta.
As far as I know, and if not,
okay,
we can send out a message. What do you think, Angela? I hadn't put any thought to it.
Rain, I was asking, you know, a lot of people be here next week. That y'all going to be traveling, and I know the thing is Saturday. That's Rain, I'm asking.
I thought of it, but I hadn't put much thought to it. So what do you think, Angela?
Well, we still can plan if they want to.
Yeah, I don't. I think if nobody's going to be traveling the weekend, they're going to all be home by then if they're on this call. That comes to this call, should I say. So, Loretta, you can still be here. So I think we can continue on.
Okay.
Okay, so, yes, the program is on tomorrow, next Sunday. If anything changes, we will notify each and every one of you.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let's see here. I do need a closer for next week. Anyone want to volunteer to be a closer? Do I have a closing prayer?
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty, praise Lord. Okay, I want to go back and thank everyone that helping Sister Angela and us out with the program. Sister Angela stepped up and did the opening prayer. Auntie Dot shared with us via audio 2 Samuel 19. We do have Sister Shirley will share the closing prayer for tonight. So I have to ask, is there anything anyone would like to share with the group before we go into our closing prayer?
Yes, I'd like to ask Sister Shirley how she's doing with her eyes. You know she had surgery.
Sister Shirley, a report, please.
How's your... Yes.
My eyes are doing fine. I did have to, well, they kept my aunt in the hospital for 6 days, and then they wanted to move her to a home, and we were able to get her into a nursing rehabilitation center.
Praise God.
Most likely she's going to have to stay there. She doesn't want to. She doesn't like it, but she stays alone, and it's probably the best place for us. So please keep us lifted in prayer, because this is really hard for me, because she depends on me to bring her home, and I'm not able to take care of her anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And how old is she, Sister Shirley?
She's 93.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's the last
blessing.
Time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is a blessing. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
And she's not able to take care of herself any longer, and with my help, you know, going up and down, it's hard.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
In the Lord's hands. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I heard someone else trying to speak up. Is there anyone would like to share before we go into the closing prayer?
Yeah, it's me. I just want to, I know you probably don't know who Miss Mary is, but she's actually our auntie. That's our Robert Lowe's sister. So, Auntie Mary, thank you for joining tonight.
Okay.
We're glad that you also joined and participated. So, welcome, and we hope you come back again.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, I have to share this.
Okay, that's a blessing. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, this was what I was going to share. I was going to thank Sister Mary for joining us tonight, and then I said, I must ask, how did you hear about us? So that's what I was going to ask.
You can say
that. Welcome, welcome. We try to be here every Sunday night at 8 o'clock, and it gives me joy. So you're welcome to come back anytime. It's so, so good to hear your voice.
Yes, it is.
I didn't just want to blurt out, is this auntie?
I think Auntie Carrie invited her.
Amen. Okay, let's see here. We're trying another new one here. I didn't pick it out all the way, but we'll see how it sounds. This song is, am I in the right order, Angela?
The closing prayer.
Oh, okay. Okay. I knew something felt funny, so like I said, she gave me a 5-minute heads up.
I couldn't resist. The pastor wanted to get me some ice cream. I couldn't resist that. They trying to keep me cheered up for what we're going to be facing.
Okay, so Sister Angela, all right. Eat enough for me because you got me over here sweating. Trying to get this program in order with a 5-minute notice.
Don't worry about it. You're doing great.
Okay, so we're calling on for Traveling Mercy, and if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Sister Shirley. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this time together again this week. Thank you for your word that our ears have heard, and may we apply these words to our lives as we go out into the world this coming week. Father God, as our meeting ends this evening, we ask that you continue to grant extra strength for Daniel's family as they prepare for his homegoing series. We also ask the traveling grace for those that are traveling across the miles to join the family. Let the family feel the love and comfort and concern of those of us who cannot attend. May the comfort and presence of the Holy Spirit abide with each of us throughout this time of grieving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. You touched all the bases, Sister Shirley. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful closing prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Okay, like I said, we try to be here every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Such wonderful news, good news was shared tonight. I am going to say that concludes our program. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank. I'm on the right page, Angela?
Unless you want to play a song.
Yeah, I have a song set up. I bet Angela won't do this to me again. Okay, here we go. I forgot to mention to you guys that Brother Hubert and Mother May had a church event tonight, and therefore we not only did I have a 5-minute notice to host the show, I also did not have music, but we have a backup. So I hope everyone enjoyed the program tonight.
Amen.
Great job. We pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Love you all.
Love you all. Good night.
You too.
What my eyes have seen has to forever. hear you bringing me to fall in your hands, rather than I've ever known. I'm breaking through the bonds, yeah. I'm running to your throne, and I'm coming back to you. Ooh, 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 what's every other option? Yeah. When I know the sweetest story, oh my God, I'm blessed, may be a beggar. Yes, it is. My spirit knows your voice in the dark, and I won't be satisfied, no, 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 with temporary pleasure. Oh, I want to take the beautiful, if I do, Lord, I am only knowing your voice.
Here I come. About the story of the prodigal son is that when the son made up, the Bible says he came to his senses and he was ready to go back. First thing is that he was ready to go back as a slave, though he was a son. He was ready to start from the bottom and do something that he was undervalued for. And when the father brought him back, he not just brought him up as a son, but he rewarded him with a celebration as if he was there all along. The other thing is that the Bible says that as the son was going back home, that he was not the only one running and going. The Bible says that the father was not just sitting on the porch waiting for him to come and just looking at him afar off. The Bible says when the father saw him, that the father began to run to him too. And in the Jewish culture, kings don't run. Like, kings aren't supposed to be running with their long dresses and stuff. But the father broke the rules of normality because his son was in need. And the father began to run, too. That's why we just say, and we just get so excited when we say, here I come running, running. Here I come running, running. Oh, yeah. Here I come running.
Running, 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 running
Hey, Auntie Mary. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.